guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Good morning and greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. I hope that you've been enjoying this study of from the book of Isaiah for the last 5 days, for the last 4 days in fact. And today we are in chapter 5. All of the prophetic books in the Bible, they have this one thing in common, especially the ones in the Old Testament. They'll have a lot of judgment being spoken against sin, discipline, God's discipline being released over sin. And we spoke about that yesterday. What father loves his children but does not discipline his children? You would see this all throughout the time. And in fact, it can sometimes get very deceptive. The enemy tries to use those to deceive us and tell us that God doesn't really care for us or God doesn't really love us. But that's not the fact. That's not all that is written in the book of prophecies, in the prophetic books. Let us go into Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 1 onwards. In fact, goes on to say, I'm going to sing a song for the one I love. It is speaking about God's love for Israel. It's actually a chapter of judgment, but in fact, it is written in a tone of love, how God loved and how God planned and how God desired for there to be a beautiful harvest. Let me read verse 7 specifically. It says, the nation of Israel is the vineyard of the Lord of heaven's armies. The people of Judah are his pleasant garden. He expected a crop of justice, but instead he found oppression. He expected to find righteousness, but instead he found, he heard cries of violence. This is God's heart for the church today. God is saying to the nation of Israel, you know, in the Old Testament, of course, the nation of Israel in the Old Testament represents the church in the New Testament. And God is speaking to the nation of Israel and saying, the nation of Israel or the church is the vineyard of the Lord of heaven's armies. The church is the vineyard. And you would see this in the New Testament. Jesus is saying, hey, you know what? You are my vineyard. The church is my vineyard. The people in the church are my pleasant garden. You know, and God is expecting a crop. God is expecting a fruit. God is expecting some results as a natural result of our love for Him, as a natural result of our relationship with Him, as a natural result of our intimacy with Him. Jesus said it like this in John chapter 15, I am the vine and you are the branches. And if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you will bear fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do anything. Without me, you cannot bear fruit. Without me, you cannot go anywhere, do anything. And that is the state here. It's saying that God planted the vineyard, gave all the resources that was necessary, even put the Holy Spirit inside of us, gave us the best of the environment and everything. And still, instead of bearing the good crop of justice, we bear the bad crop of oppression. Instead of bearing righteousness, there is still cries of violence in our words, in our lives. And I think that calls for a revival move of God in the church today. You know, I think if we look at the church at large, we will still find so many sad stories. Just last night, I was hearing the story of this man who got saved and how the pastor cheated him. And what kind of a testimony is that for the church? What kind of a testimony is that for the body of Christ when new people that are coming into the church are getting cheated by the pastors and the leaders and the elders who are supposed to guide them, who are supposed to lead them, who are supposed to bless them, who are supposed to give to them, and instead they take from them, instead they steal from them? What kind of a testimony is that? And God is looking at that kind of a vineyard, and God is looking at that kind of a garden that is bearing unrighteousness, that is bearing a cries of violence, that is bearing seeds of oppression, and God is saying, hey, I would like to send a revival. I'd like to send a complete change. Are we ready for something like that? Can we just pray, Lord, make this garden new. Lord, renew, revive this vineyard completely. And I think that it starts with one person at a time. It doesn't start with the whole church all of a sudden. God will first start transforming one heart, one person. And that is why I'm speaking to you this morning. Are you willing to let your heart be transformed completely? Are you willing to let your mind to be captivated, captured by the plans of God, by the desires of God for the church? If you will let God do that for yourself in your own heart, then it will automatically, as a natural result, overflow into the church you're going to. It will overflow into the city, into the atmosphere over the city that you are living in. It will automatically minister to the friends and the families that you are speaking over. And that is how it spreads from one point to the other. But can we just pray this morning and just say, Lord, we don't want to live a normal lifestyle of Christianity. We want a revival in every area of our life. Wherever Paul walked in the New Testament church, wherever he went, whichever church he went to, whichever city he went to, whichever secular stage he was allowed to speak at, there was either a revival or there was a riot. Can we just pray the same thing for ourselves, that wherever I go, wherever I speak, whatever I do, there it will either lead to a revival or it will, you know, there will be no neutral response to anything that I do. It will either lead to a revival or it will be complete total rejection of what God wants to do. But people will not be comfortable with this move that God is bringing in, and just say, oh, it's just one of the other things. And let's pray that God will send a revival in the church which will change the face of the church. It will change the model of the church. Let's pray together. Father, this morning we pray that you will do something that is so unique. That is something that only you can do, Daddy. And we just pray, God, that you will make it happen. You will cause it to happen, God. You will make it happen. Send your spirit upon the church in a fresh and a new way this weekend. Everybody that is preparing to go to church, Lord, I pray that you will speak into their spirits and into their hearts and bring in a revival move in each and every one of their hearts, so that it'll be easy for them to for the revival move of God to transpire through them into the rest of the church, through the rest of the cities that they're living in, God. We are waiting for a move that is the greatest since the day of apostles, Lord. We are waiting for you to do something new in your vineyard, in your garden. Even before things can change in the world, we pray that things will change within the church, inside the church. We thank you for you're about to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope this week's podcast spoke to your heart. If you would like us to be in touch with you and you would like to receive all our posts and updates, you can subscribe to the monthly newsletter at pastorpriji.com.